cut you off, but I do think it's important that people know the difference. And that is why a lot of our products are satin-based, like when we go to like bonnets and stuff like that, just to know what the benefits are. So another thing that I read about your brand is that each of you play a role, like everyone has a specific role. So if you could tell us who does what exactly.
So we have our co-founder, Kelly, who has been sewing since she was younger. So she really took charge of the sewing. She's slowly teaching all of us how to sew. Okay. Tara, she, another co-founder, she has a background in graphic designing. So she created the logo. We have Keisha, another co-founder, who does all the embroidering. Catherine and I are slowly learning how to sew and everything. And we take care of the inventory, financials, social media. Mm-hmm. We all kind of dabble in something.
Definitely. We definitely feed off of each other. We are learning how to sew as well. We cut fabric, we package, all of that.
No, I love that everybody has their own role, but everybody's teaching each other the knowledge that they have so that everybody is kind of like self-sufficient. So I think that's really cool that you guys are learning this at the beginning because you just started this, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our launch date was March 5th.
So that's amazing to me because we're in the middle of a whole like panorama that's happening. You guys went ahead and started this brand. And I saw on your Instagram, you guys all got together and you made like a video thanking your supporters and keeping us updated on the orders and stuff. So for you, how does it feel that you've been receiving this love, the support and people purchasing, you know, the sweaters that you've created?
I'm like smiling from ear to ear. Like, it's amazing. Like, it's overwhelming. I would have never expected that so soon, too.
Exactly. Like, we just launched, over a month ago. And we received messages on the daily, like, basically, like, encouraging us to continue. And, like, also thanking us for coming up with a product like this, you know, that's going to benefit everyone. Straight hair, curly hair, kinky hair, it's for everyone. So it's really been amazing.
But that's why I wanted you guys on here, because I thought I was late to the party when I thought I was just like, I didn't know like we had this here in Montreal. But then when I looked on it was either your IG or on your website and I saw March 5th, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you just started and I feel like you guys came out the gate running. So I'm really happy for all this success that you guys are having, and I hope it continues. I also wanted to kind of change subjects a little bit because I did mention, you know, the pandemic is happening and everybody's lives have changed. So we don't really get to hear from students of what they're going through, especially students of color. So I just wanted to ask you all quickly, like, how has it been for the past, like, year and month when it comes to learning in school and things like that?
It's
hard.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. Definitely been a learning experience just because we're all in school. We all have part-time jobs and as well we're managing our business. So it's a lot of organization, planning so that we can basically do what needs to be done. It's definitely been a struggle. And I feel like things would have been different if we weren't in a pandemic for sure. But we do it what we have, right?
No,
exactly.
Exactly. And then besides coming up with this brand and being occupied with that, what else have you been doing maybe individually that's been getting you through the pandemic for the last year? Like, did you start a new hobby besides maybe sewing or listening to music? Like, what has been getting you through this?
Well, I try my best to like keep in contact with friends, like FaceTime at parties. Well, like more last year, like when we first got stuck in the house, like we would try our best to organize Zoom stuff so that we can keep in contact. Yeah, music has helped me personally a lot. Like, my AirPods are in all the time.
And same, honestly, maintaining friendships, reaching out to people, even though like some people that we don't, you know, stay in touch with for a while, just to reach out and see how they're doing, because I feel like that can change everyone's day. For me, honestly, school and this business has really kept me busy. So at least I had something to, you know, focus on and work on. I wasn't really, you know, sitting down in my head thinking. I was just going. So I feel like I'm really grateful for that aspect, to have something to do and keep me busy during these times.
No, that's great. Because, yeah, you do have to keep yourself busy to not go crazy.
Exactly.
Distract yourself from, like, the things that we're hearing in the news and stuff. So it's great. I mean, you guys started a whole business that is succeeding during this time. So I think that's beautiful. And then back to the brand, I want to know, are you guys thinking of maybe expanding into other things? Because there's so many things that we can have to protect our hair. Or are you just sticking with just the sweaters?
We have so many different ideas that we really want to bring to you guys really soon. We can't speak too much on it yet, but we're definitely working on expanding.
Well, could you guys maybe let us know, like, where do you see the brand in the next 5 years? Because even with the name Kind of Curls, like I said, you can expand into anything. It could be like hair care accessories. It could be actually like hair products. It could be bedding. It could be, I don't know, satin lined coats with the So do you see your where do you see your brand in 5 years, maybe
a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. we're definitely sticking with accessories for now, but we're open to doing so much more. And the more knowledge we get throughout the next however long, the more we'll want to do.
Perfect. And because I think what you guys are doing is amazing, and I hope more people are inspired by what you're doing and maybe want to follow in your footsteps. So do you have any advice for young entrepreneurs who want to start a business?
I would say if you have an idea and you really do believe in what you can offer, go for it. What, you only have one life. I would just say pursue your dreams. If you're thinking of starting a business, going into a job that you enjoy, go for it. That shouldn't stop you. Just if you have that intuition, just go. Just do it, like Nike says. Just do it. And we did. And look at us now. Who would have predicted that we would be successful at like such an early stage, you know? That would be like my two cents.
I agree. Just go for it.
No, definitely. And I hope people see that you guys just went for something. You saw that I guess, problem that we have, especially in Montreal, being able to have access to things, especially for people of color or people that have curly hair or whatnot. And you went ahead and you got it done. And now you're seeing the results from it. So I can't say it enough. I'm super, super happy for you all. I cannot wait. I'm actually a little indecisive, so I'm trying to figure out what color sweater I want. So once I figure it out, I'm definitely making an order because I do want one. So if you can tell the rest of the city, where can people buy your sweaters? Where can they follow you online on social media? Let us know.
www.countycurls.com. Purchase your sweaters.
We as well have our Instagram, Kind to Curls, where you can actually shop through Instagram, as well as Facebook. And we do have Twitter, and where we keep our, you could say, followers like updated on when we're restocking, new products coming out soon. So that's where you can get the latest updates from us.
At Kind to Curls.
Yes. So super convenient. You can shop on the app, Instagram, Facebook, or go to kindofcurls.com and purchase your sweater. Montreal, please support these ladies. Please follow them. Like, share, comment, spread the word, because they are doing amazing things. And I cannot wait to see what else comes from this brand. So thank you so much. And we'll be back with more from The Morning Detour.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
We still got more vibes. You're locked into The Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. DJ Moon 1. This is brought to you by gotthejob.ca.
I said we could never be, or even try. I don't know why we tried. I tried. I see tears up in your eyes. I can make it all better. I can make it all better. Hands up in my face, you only won't see my wake. Yeah, I had way too much to drink. I had way too much to drink. Going through a breakup that just slowed the pace up. Yeah, you was wondering why I was missing. Girl, I miss you loving, hugging, touching, kissing. Say others don't amount to nothing. Trust and listen.
Hey, listen up, shawty. Flan. Okay, L-O-V-E dot dot dot. Why I gotta try so hard? Why I gotta lie? Because I'm prideful and don't like a lot. L-O-V-E dot dot dot. Why you like to fight so much? Why you follow her? He brought out comment on that's fine as f- No, I want no title, cool. You don't get no title, love. Pedal to my side. Now that's a vicious cycle, girl, you better, yeah. Would you rather love or just someone that like your pictures, yeah. Met you in the club, I don't expect them to stop hitting them. So hit me when you buzz, you know I'm buzz, you know I'm with it. Your heart now, man, I'm numb, so we be gone, but I won't finish, yeah. Met a lot of women, got a lot of n***, but everybody full of sh-. That's why we back and forth again. My heart severely scorned, and you the cause of it. Goodbye, my baby, I'll abandon you, that's when you forced to care. L-O-V-E, da da da. Why you gotta make this hard? Funny how the quiet ones do nada till they do a lot.
I see tears up in your eyes. I can make it all better. I can make it all better. Hands up in my face. You only won't see my way. Yeah, I had way too much to drink. I had way too much to drink. Going through a breakup that just slowed the pace up. Yeah. You was wondering why I was missing. Girl, I miss you loving, hugging, touching, kissing. They all just don't amount to nothing. Trust and listen.
Listen again. I know that we not together. I know we don't see each other. I'm hoping this beef is fake, the impossible. We could do it impossible. We too chicken impossible. I'm just fishing it's possible that I miss you, malnourished. I need your flesh on my lips so I'm better. And I read you every month just like I paid for a subscription. And I've been on every page, so it's no way you had your issues. But yet and still though, bottled emotions tend to spill out when you get to sipping. And I know it's close to being over. I can see it's different, but obviously when you be pouring up, you get in your feelings. So who's the villain, girl? L-O-V-E, dot, dot, dot. Yes, I know I drink a lot, but just know you drink too much. Let's do this when we sober up. Okay, it's your fault. But you ain't wrong.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
What's y'all, my city? Welcome back to the Morning Detour. This show is brought to you by GotTheJob.ca. If you're looking for a new CV, you want to refresh an old one, you're looking for tips and tricks for interviews, or you're looking for guidance that will put you towards your dream job, GotTheJob.ca is a couple clicks away. If you use the promo code DETOUR5, you'll get a free 30-minute consultation. Now, Larina, what's going on in the community and the entertainment? They create a new word. What's that? Entertainment? It's cold. I think I got frostbite on my tongue, Larina. Goddamn.
Oh my goodness. Well, we are still collecting items for St. Vincent. So if you do have items that you do want to drop off that you didn't have time to, definitely reach out to St. Paul's Anglican Church, as they are taking care of a lot of the goods that have been collected to ship over there. As well as the DJs on Twitch, they actually had a fundraiser on Thursday to help out with St. Vincent. So definitely tap in with them because they will be doing different events to help out as well. There's the Black Healing Fund. So they're still collecting funds to be able to provide access to therapy to people of color. So they take donations by e-transfer, PayPal, GoFundMe, and as well as Patreon. And then if you're looking to get therapy, they will help you by giving you money to get the therapy that you need. Mm-hmm. The next round of applications begin on June 6th. So definitely look out for that and follow the Black Healing Fund on social media to keep up to date on that. Montreal in Action, they still have it open for their call for 8 visual artists. Right. So they have a campaign that they're trying to bring alive, which is 38 recommendations against systemic racism and discrimination. So please apply before April 30th. So the deadline is coming up. BIPOC virtual pop-up is happening as well. So this is 20 amazing local Black and Black, Indigenous, and POC-led businesses from Montreal. You could go to www.BIPOC, which is buypoc.ca. This is happening up until the 24th of April, so you could go and check it out and make your purchases if you want to discover some Black businesses from Montreal. The McCord Museum, they still have their Christian Dior exhibition happening. So that is located at 690 Sherbrooke Street West. You do have to reserve before attending, and that is $19 for adults, $14 for students. So if you're into fashion, it is a great exhibition to check out. And then coming down to, for a community as well, if you're looking for something to do, you can visit tulips.ca. So it is a tulip market in Laval. You could go ahead and pick tulips. You can go and take a photo shoot if you want. It's really pretty. They have various colors of tulips. So you could pay an entry fee as well as you pay an amount to get the tulips that you picked yourself. So that is a great event to do with the family.
Hold on, Arena. First you told me to drive with the lights. Now you tell me to go pick some flowers. You know what? I might go try it out. I'm going to take some videos so I can pick some tulips. Are you a tulip enthusiast?
I do like flowers. I do like flowers and plants and all those things. So I may go and do that too if the weather gets better. It is a short season, so please go to tulips.ca to get your tickets and see the dates that are available.
It's a winter. We might have lost all the tulips with the thunder with the snowstorm we had on Thursday. Was that Wednesday? Look at it. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, check out the website to see what the updates are. But hopefully the weather's supposed to, get better. So hopefully we can get out there in time.
Right.
And then in entertainment news. So Memorial Service celebrating the life of DMX will be live on YouTube tomorrow, April 24th. And that starts at 4 p.m. Eastern. And then they will have a homegoing celebration the following day on Sunday, April 25th. This will be broadcasted live on BET as well as BET's YouTube channel. And that starts at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. I will have the release that is on his social media page on Detour 514 on our social media and our stories. So you could check it out to see what the links are. And then also we have LeVar Burton. Everybody knows him from The Reading Rainbow. He will be a guest host on Jeopardy. So that is something that, Twitter.
Blah. You know what's sad? A lot of the stuff we came up with, Reading Rainbow, A Different World, and I do want to talk to you a little bit at the back end of this about Different World. Our kids will never engage with it the same way we engage with it. And I've been trying to figure out, too, with myself, Luna, because it was so instrumental to us, like, what's their Reading Rainbow? What's their Different World? What's their Martin? What's their Family Matters? Because I feel like these were so important for, like, just Black culture that gave us pride about it. So, like, we could go to Hillman. We could go to a historical Black college and stuff like that. For the younger generation, what is their Reading Rainbow? Fortnite? TikTok? I feel so sad because we're going to have kids one day, Lorena, and I'm trying to myself, I want my kids to have that same kind of essence that we grew up with as well. So what is the modern day Reading Rainbow? What is the modern day Family Matters? What's the modern day Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Because a lot of us guys in urban culture, we got, the way we talk to and the way we politic, when we got that from Will and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And I don't see those shows in our modern time right now. I'm kind of sad about that.
No, I mean, it is different. It is a different time. Like, we don't have something exactly like the Reading Rainbow, but there are different people that do different initiatives for books to make reading accessible to kids and also to make it look, cool to read. So there are things that are being done, but there is always more opportunity. So if that is something that anybody wants to start, I mean, there's a lot of people that will back that. And then for shows too, it's a whole different world, no pun intended, but there's grown-ish that is similar to A Different World that touches on different things, but in a modern way. So that is a great show for a lot of teens or even people that are older to watch. I enjoy grown-ish. So there are shows that are out there. It's just, there's just a disconnect between generations, yeah. Right? So they do have their shows that highlight those different things like we were missing, like that we had when we were younger. But it's just when you're older, just to know what those shows are. But back to LeVar Burton. So Black Twitter was, they actually started a petition to get him to be the host of replace the late Alex Trebek. And then he voiced that he would really love to be the replacement for Jeopardy. So he will have a trial that is going to happen because they have a slew of guest hosts that are closing out the, I think, 30th season. Right. So it will be on from July 26th to July 30th. So I will put a reminder later on closer to those dates. But if we could all watch Jeopardy, because, you know, they will be looking at, you know, how many people are watching the show, because he will be a great replacement.
No, he sure will. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm LeVar boy, he's been so instrumental. He always had a good smile. He's one of those few guys that smile that you can trust. Wayne Brady, Magic Johnson, you can't trust, but LeVar, you could trust.
Definitely. And then also in the news, Kobe Bryant made the news headlines as well, because his contract with Nike has ended. His wife, Vanessa Bryant, released a statement confirming the departure from Nike, and that she was hoping to forge a lifelong relationship with Nike. However, like you said, people do not look at the context, the bigger picture. So a lot of people who don't like to read started calling Vanessa out. They were calling her money hungry, saying that she is not handling his estate properly. But what they failed to realize is that Kobe was in the process of launching his own brand under the name. So if you look at the things that he was doing, it looked like he was going to leave Nike anyway.
Yeah.
So
she just following his wishes. It was highly reported that Kobe was going to leave Nike. He made them a lot of money. But aside from that, shame on Nike, Larina. All that money Kobe made for you guys. You guys couldn't have put a legacy contract in there for the man them. And that goes to show you, no matter how much they bring you to the press box, no matter how much money they gave you, these major corporations, it always comes down to the bottom line. If you can't make money for them, you have no use to them. They don't love you.
No, exactly. And you could see that he was moving towards ownership. So a lot of celebrities have been voicing and saying, like, ownership is the way to go. These brands, they really care about us. So I think that's obviously where he was going. And I don't know how far he got into his mission of creating the whole Mamba brand, but I'm pretty sure Vanessa and his estate will continue on. And I'm sure his fans will be able to purchase some probably new products in the near future. But I do feel that people just need to leave Vanessa alone and let her group live in peace, because there is a lot that she had to take on within the last year. So I thought that was just really sad that people attacked her online.
And also, too, on top of it, by the way, did people forget she lost her husband and her daughter? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the level of scrutiny that the masses have on a person is astounding to me. She lost her husband of multiple years and one of her daughters. And she has to manage this whole empire. That's a lot for one person, man.
That are there. So she has kids and family members to still take care of, right?
No sympathy for Vanessa Bryant. We don't care. It's all about Kobe. Yes, I miss Kobe too. Trust me, I have him in my studio right here. Thank you, Larina, for the book and the plaque. But man, Vanessa, she has to still be grieving, man. It's only been a year and change. It was a year anniversary in January. Man, rest in power, Kobe Bryant, man.
No, definitely. And my heart goes out to Vanessa and the kids as well. But also, speaking of Got the Job CA, the SPM is hiring students for summer jobs. So if this is of interest to you, hit up gotthejob.ca to get your CV, you know, done. They are looking for the following jobs. If this does interest you.
Yes, tell us, Larina. I want a job for the STM. I want to go behind the veil curtain. What's going on with these guys?
Well, these jobs. Okay, so maintenance workers are required to work in three areas of the STM, including the maintenance of subways, the stations throughout the city, buses, and transit centers. The job involves cleaning the metro cars both inside and out, removing graffiti. Those who work in the stations will be cleaning the platforms and other facilities, as well as picking up the rubbish and answering questions from clients. Now, this is a lot of work, a lot of hands-on work.
Are you saying that, or is that in the description?
No, I'm saying this.
Larina's a headhunter. Larina's a recruiter, though. Okay, Larina, we're listening. What's up?
But the salary is $29.77 per hour.
Hold on now. What? Oh, what did you say, Larina? 29 what?
$29.77 per hour upon hiring. And you need to be available to work days, evenings, and nights.
Call me Metro Weezy now, Larina. Call me. I'll be, you can catch me at a local metro near you. Oh, boy. That's a good look, boy.
Yeah, no, it is a good job, especially just for the summer. If you're looking to, you know, stack up some money, especially for the following semester for school, definitely check that out. But yeah, that's all I got for community news and entertainment news for this week.
Man, good stuff, Larina, man. Always a pleasure. You know, before I let you go, when was the last time you watched A Different World? I rewatched the whole catalog on Prime the other day. And what hit me, man, I love Whitley, man. I love Whitley and Dwayne. You know, before, you know, we always see those posts on social media, which TV black couple is the best. I might have Whitley and Dwayne up there, man. The way he rushed the wedding. Oh, man! But what I really love about Different World is seeing all like Jada and Sinbad and all these actors that grew on to do great things, see them when they're young. And it's a plethora. Yeah. Everybody came through that show. Tupac, everybody came through. Man, it's just a shame. We don't, you know, as you're saying, you know, this Grown-ish and shows like that. On the shows like Grown-ish, do they have, like, figures from hip-hop and society come on their show? Like how Different World had Tupac come on. They had Sinbad. They had Jada. Does Grown-ish do that as well? I think that's cool where you kind of see the intersection between hip-hop and black culture come together on the TV screen.
Yeah, no, the past two seasons, because it's a spinoff from Black-ish, so just like how the Cosbys had that spinoff, so it's following the same structure. So the main character, the daughter, she is a fashion stylist. So her clients was Joey Badass and then also Sweetie, but Sweetie played, her name was Indigo. So they do follow that structure. They do deal with a lot of things that students deal with in school. So it's actually kind of interesting, especially because my experience in college was totally different from theirs. So just to see things that students are going through now, but they do touch on a lot of topics, and I like the show personally.
No, I'm going to take it in because, listen, you don't like many stuff. So if you like something, I'm with it. I would like to add on this. I'd love to see at some point in Canada a historical black college, because that's one of the things that I feel like I've missed out on life is that, for us, you and I, Larina, we went to college together in Montreal, but first I've gone to a U.S. college to go to a Spelman or Morehouse. I felt that would have done so much, you know, I mean, just for our soul and for our minds to be around like-minded people that look like us and that's pursuing education at such a top level. I'm yearning for the day. Hopefully in our lifetime, we'll see Canada have a historical black college, and they should put it in Halifax as well, because Halifax is our dirty south. So those, you know, just some ideas and some thoughts. Thank you so much, Larina. Let's play some more Trap Soul. DJ Moon 1 in the building. Make sure you go to gotthejob.ca. Your future is here today. Much y'all might see the Morning Detour. Make sure you vote for us, the Morning Detour Cup Montreal best radio show in the city. We on Fridays. It's a Trap Soul kind of morning. Talk to me, my city.
Broke it to a million that day.
DJ Moon 1.
My heart is breaking.
Ay, ay. She's a runner, she's a track star. She gon' run away when it gets hard. She can't take the pain, she can't get scarred. She hurt anyone that gets involved. Don't wanna commit, why take it this far? She gon' do the race, just not this one. Love is a game you used to cheer for. When I was down to talk, you weren't here for. You, woo, woo, woo. Leave a trail of heartbreak and heartache like it cool. I guess way too late, it's convenient for you. The dirt you left don't turn into dust, it don't move. It's still waiting for you. Girl, you're killing me, you're tweaking all. I asked you what you
do. The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
CKUT is hiring a spoken word coordinator. Do you have a passion for storytelling and amplifying perspectives outside of the mainstream media landscape? Are you interested in working at a collectively run, independent community radio station? CKUT's Spoken Word Coordinator is a full-time position starting June 1st. that is responsible for the coordination of all CKUT's spoken word programming and is part of CKUT's Collective Management Committee. The position is 35 hours a week, pays $18.36 an hour, and applications will be accepted until 9 a.m. on May 3rd, 2021. Please visit ckut.ca for more details. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Album 2021, Phoenix Rising, Kingshot Rock. Phoenix Rising, the Kingshot Rock album. The 23rd of April. Available on all music platforms.
Somebody have to look and tell me I go on with them.
Brand new album, Phoenix Rising. Available on all music platforms. We can do April 23. Check it out on all music platforms.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Listen. I think you guys are all liars. I just found out, I've been friends with Vero at least 10 years. I just found out a couple weeks ago that she's a mother. You guys are all mothers?
What? Yeah.
You guys are all liars. You guys should not have a podcast called Melanin Mothers of Montreal. I do not believe you guys are beautiful. You guys have your own company. You guys are CEOs. When do you guys find time? I just found out the other day that when you have a newborn, you got to feed them every 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every 3 hours.
We love mothers. Oh, God. Listen, fathers play an important role, but man, for you guys to carry it through. So you guys are three great CEO women. You guys came together. You guys have a great podcast called Melanin Mothers of Montreal. It's available on all streaming platforms. But before we get into all of that podcast madness, you guys are all bosses. So let me, counterclockwise, let me start with Nina with the good skin. For those that don't know, it's a joke that if you listen to the podcast, Melanin Mothers of Montreal, she talks about her having great skin. And it is true, you do have great. You're shining right now. The best ring light in the game. So I'm gonna start off. I want the city of Montreal to understand you guys are multifaceted women. You guys are business women. And you guys are black and beautiful. So Nina, let me start off with you. You have BG Beauty. Is that right?
It's Bish Beauty.
Okay, mm-hmm. Listen, because if I say, like, oh, Ian's swearing on the morning show, and you're also a special care counselor, can you speak about you being a boss and a CEO a little bit?
All right. So thank you first for all the compliments. It really brings a smile to my face. And, well, I am a special care counselor. I've been working with autistic kids for the last 3 years, I'd say.
How do you do it? You're blessed. You're gonna get off.
She's very smart.
No, I can tell. I've heard you guys. I've heard the show. Yeah, I can tell.
Y'all are hyping me up.
No, I don't hype nobody up. Mm-hmm. I just give everybody flowers. I seen the stuff. I seen the things going. Well, that's very commendable, Nina. And how did you start your business? All this beauty going on.
All right. So it started when I became a mom. When I became a mom, I started experiencing issues with my skin. My skin was literally tripping. So at some point, I was going to doctor visits after doctor visits, and they couldn't tell me what was going on. At some point, they told me I was allergic to my saliva. So at this point, I was like, no, I need to find something that works for me. So I started doing research on natural remedies, natural skincare, and especially because I have sensitive skin. So yeah. I had to be really conscious. So I started making my own products, mm-hmm. and it was working well. So at some point people were asking me, oh, what do you use on your face mm-hmm. and everything? And that's how it started. And now we are here.
With the great.
Real quick,
if I segue to the other queen, Dior, and I love your name, Dior. I'm coming to you in a minute. Nina, when you started your business, were you a little bit apprehensive? Were you scared, you know, being a mother and being a Black woman entrepreneur? Were there a little bit of nervousness, a little bit of fear, a little bit?
Yes, I was nervous. But at the same time, becoming a mom, it's like, I don't know, it gave me a little strength, the little push that was missing. So that's when everything started.
Okay, that's what's up. Now we move on with, you know, Melanin Mothers and Monsters, the three-headed monster. We have the talented Dior. Dior, let the people know what you started aside of the podcast as well. I want to level up too. Educate me. How can I level? I know I'm not a girlfriend, but talk to me about girlfriend level up.
Yeah, sure. Well, I started Girlfriend Level Up about like a year ago in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And it's something I wanted to start like a long time ago, but I never had the time. And, you know, with the pandemic, I had a lot of time. So, you know, I started a project. And the reason why I started is because I always have like these great conversations with my girlfriends. And we talk about, you know, everything, life, work. And I was like, you know what? I would like to extend that to like more people. So I created this group and I have about like 500 people right now in the group and it's going well. And I noticed like a need for people to like how to manage your time, how to manage your work. We always like experience different stuff in our life. And sometimes we think we're alone and we're not alone. So many people experience so different stuff. So it's a place where the girlfriends can just come and talk about something. And we do like different like webinar about like different subjects. So like, for example, this week we have a webinar about like immobilier. So.
Okay. How's it? Yeah. Get the mortgage, right? You know, you have Nina empowering with the good skin. You have you coming with the consciousness. I saw you with the vision board. Oh, boy, beautiful things. And also let people know Dior is also a manager as well. Yep. So you official boss lady.
Yeah. That's my 9-to-5. Like I'm a manager in a financial institution. I've been working there for about 9 years now. So like I like helping people. It's something that I do from day to day and it's just something that I extend outside of my workplace.
Well, you definitely extended that on the Melanin Mothers of Montreal podcast. Now our next the last host on this great podcast, you've heard it on a few times. You already know Morning Detour got the job. It's anonymous together. She's the marketing genius, the guru, Miss Veronica. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you for the great introduction. I just want to say, though, DR is being very humble. She's an excellent and brilliant lifestyle organizer. Like, she's just phenomenal.
Okay, well, you know what? DR's going to have to walk me through. We're going to have to do a day in the life of DR or something. You know, I got to walk me through. I want to level up as well. So, Veronica, you've been on the show before. People know, you're a marketing strategist. You have more degrees than I can count on one hand. Your mother, apparently. I didn't even know where you find time. What a beautiful thing. So here we go, ladies. You guys came together, three powerful women, three businesswomen, and you guys started Melanin Mothers of Montreal. Who is the brainchild behind this amazing podcast?
Everybody.
We all thought about it. And like with Veronica coming in, it was like, okay, let's do it. Because she's all about doing.
Yeah.
Started doing it.
Okay, I'll do it like this. I'll ask you guys different questions. I'll go around the room. So Nina, what was your initial vision for Melanin Mothers of Montreal? Did you just want to help mothers, all mothers, or was it specifically targeted for Black mothers that was going through their first pregnancy, their first lifestyle, being a mother, dealing with everything? What was your inspiration coming in?
The inspiration was the struggle, basically, because I remember being a new mom, you have like 1,000 questions. It was the pandemic. You couldn't go out and ask people anything. So I started, asking questions on my Facebook page, and then I would get a lot of answers. So I was like, you know what, where is there a place where mothers of Black children, mixed kids can, you know, get together and talk? So I created it. And it took 4 months for me to add another person because I was nervous. I was nervous.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after 4 months, I started, you know, adding my friends. We would have conversation. It could be like a conversation about my baby's sick. What should I do to, okay, complain? A little complaining. You know, we all have to complain. And then
we need to think
to them.
You guys are the first time I hear a woman be honest about, like, you know, we started a group, we need to vent. You know, we have some things in our chest, and it's better to vent amongst like-minded people that's going through similar experiences. Yes. And you kind of alleviate, you know, some of the stress at home. Because if you guys didn't, if there wasn't a platform like the one you created, Nina, some of these mothers would have gone crazy at home and lash out. You know, us fathers here a little. So thank you for that, Nina. Vero, when you got involved, what attracted you to Melanin Mothers of Montreal, aside from the fact that you're a mother as well? What about working with Nina and Dior attracted you to, you know what, we're going to take this group and make it a podcast? What made you go to that point with them?
I just saw that there was an opportunity to get the conversation a little bit more engaging and get, you know, get to see who is behind, you know, let her speak. Who is behind Melanin Mothers of Montreal? And our goal with the podcast is actually to help mothers to get their time back, because so many things that we do in life sometimes, you know, if you would have known better, whatever it is, gone shopping, couponing, applying for a job, trying to manage communications with your family and your husband and your kids. And if you would have known, you know, a few tips and advice from your peers, because sometimes you tend to listen to people your age or who are going through the same things as you. You don't listen to your parents necessarily. You think that, you know, that advice is old school, old fashioned. So the goal of the name of the podcast is Toolkit. And what does the toolkit do? The toolkit gives you all the tools you need to get by in life. So we want to give mothers a tool with our different podcasts that cover many subjects. We had a lawyer come on and tell us, you know, what you should do if ever you're stopped by a police officer, you know, what are your rights, how to make sure that you're safe. We had a couponing expert come in. We had a hair care expert, other experts that have come on as well.
Yeah, you had Mardo Shea on as well. But listen,
yeah, we got Mabuche that came. So it should be a 20-minute long podcast, but our goal is to get the moms, you know, about 20% of their time back. So they lose 20% less of their time in general from listening to our podcast and from applying the tips and tricks that they can learn.
But let me tell you something about Vero. Vero is the queen of adding tools. So it doesn't make sense on the toolkit. Vero is the queen of adding tools. Now, let me pass it on to Dior, who I still don't believe is a mother. She's really
Dior is actually the real queen of fools, though. She is.
Anchor or something. She was one of the main characters. Dior is glowing on the screen. Dior, what did you want to make sure was brought to the podcast, Toolkit? What did you want to make sure when you sat down with Nina and Vero, what for you personally, what did you make sure you conveyed it came out to mothers everywhere?
Yeah. I wanted to make sure that, you know, when we talk, we gave like real stuff to the mom, because sometimes you listen to stuff and they give you like vague, and it's vague. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. So I wanted to make sure that everything we say, like it's real. They know what to do after. Like they're actually able to save time. They're actually learning something. So that's what I wanted to bring to the podcast.
Okay. All right. Now, listen, I have a lot of mothers listening to us in the morning. They're getting the kids ready. They're driving the kids to daycare. They're going to work. Give us a little insights. I need some tips. Give me three things that all mothers should.
Three takeaways.
give me three takeaways. And then I want to talk about fathers a little bit with you guys. But give me three takeaways that you guys think is important. Come, this I felt the bats. What are basic things that all mothers, and you know, in our demographics, you're between, you know, 28 and 38, you know, this is for you guys right here. Give us a couple tips that mothers should know.
Yeah, if I can give maybe one tip and then let Veronica and Nina give more. One tip would be about planning. Something that is so important, like to take at least a 20-minute, a 30-minute, just to plan your day, plan your week, what you're going to do, what you're going to cook for the kids. Sometimes, you know, we work and then we finish work and it's like, oh, what am I going to eat? I don't know. You look in the fridge and you take something easy, something that's not necessarily good for your health.
Right.
So you know, take that time to plan your day, plan your week. you know what's ahead. You know what you can do during the week. So that would be my number one tip.
Well, listen, I've never heard that one. Yeah, you got to plan ahead. I've never seen mothers like, you know, okay, I've seen the calendar on the fridge, but you're taking it to a next level. Now let's get a little bit more defined here. Nina, I need more tricks. I need more tricks. My mother, the mothers out there, they're yearning for you, Nina. Give me another two.
I would say a second trick would be to take time for yourself. I mean, when we become mothers, we tend to, you know, do less things for ourselves, but, you know, you have to be non-negotiable about it.
Yeah. Okay. Vero. Vero's the mother of people. Vero, give me one of your keys to success.
Oh my gosh. There's so many, but if I had to choose one, put your happiness first. So really focus on what you need to do to be happy. Mm. And everything else will come. The money will come, the career will come, but put your happiness first. And if you're well taken care of, you can take care of other people.
Hold, the spirit got to be good. You can't give love if you don't love yourself, right? Now I want to hit you guys, two quasi hard questions, but I want to start off here. Let's start off. I was thinking about this the other day. Where do you guys kind of land on the way a mother should kind of parent their child? Are you guys for beating your kids or against beating your kids? Because I know for a while that's been kind of a hotbed topic. And in our generation, we grew up with our parents beating us. As you can see, you guys are all successful CEOs. So where do you, you know, I'll let you guys all go. Where do you guys kind of land on beating your kids now in 2021?
When it depends, I'd say. My daughter is 4 years old, so she's not a newborn. In her mind, she's independent. She knows what she wants to do, and she can do it. She can do it. She will not let you help her. So it depends. It depends on how they behave. In general, I don't necessarily beat my daughter, but I've maybe given her, you know, a little slap on, you know, on the butt, cheeks, on a little tap, pat, on the you know.
So,
but if not really. I just talk to her, you know, be patient with her. And if she goes out of line, I'll put her in the corner. You know, a little tap here and there doesn't hurt anybody. Obviously, you don't exaggerate, but.
Okay, you love the timeout in the corner. Okay, I see you. Okay, so Vero, I can never see Vero get mad. So as a mother, I'm like, I can't wait for COVID to be done. Like
daughter, she's always laughing at me. Like, she doesn't take me seriously. Like, she I'll try to do the evil eye, and I promise you, even up until today, like the evil eye doesn't work with her.
Same here.
Okay, so what's going on with you, Nina? Nina, you have one child. What's the situation at home?
The situation is my son is full of energy, so so you have to be energized in order to, you know, but he's a really bright kid. He will, like, he learn everything fast, but he doesn't take me serious. It's not a male voice, he doesn't happens between my generation and his generation, what am I doing, but he doesn't take me serious. But
so are you against beating your kid when he does something wrong? Are you putting him before timeout?
Well, at his age, he doesn't understand timeouts, or I think at this age, how mad can you be at a child at a 1 year old? He's 1 year and a half, so. Yeah.
You just allow it.
Yeah.
Well, when allow he becomes it. Three? He's the boy. He's going to have you running all over the place. You don't need no gym membership.
He does. But with his dad, it's good. It's good. As soon as he look, they give him the, you know, the eye, the face.
Yeah, the look.
The look.
Yeah.
The look. But me, well, I'm still working on it.
Dior, where do you land with this kind of punishment? Yeah. You seem nice, Dior. With that smile, you're like, nah. Dior's like, I'm not being
a bad. Exactly.
I wouldn't. And, you know, my daughter, she's two, and she's a copycat at this stage. Like, everything you do, she's going to do.
Right.
If you look at her, like, she's going to look at you. But when I say no, she listens. She doesn't listen to my dad though, but she listens to me. Different situation than you, Nina. Right now, I don't have like that issue. Yeah.
Okay. Well. Okay. Before we back up here, I do want to talk to you guys about fathers. How do you guys feel about fathers and their role in the whole parenting? Because I've read a lot of studies. You know, some fathers, they feel marginalized. Some women feel that they're carrying too much of the burden. So when you guys talk in your groups, Melanin Mothers of Montreal, or on your podcast, The Toolkit, what's the kind of message do you guys give about mothers dealing with the fathers?
I mean, I'll just say from my end, it's to encourage the conversations, you know, encourage communication, also encourage empathy, you know. To really try to put yourself in the other person's shoes, and in what context is you know, your partner receiving the you know, the experience of being a parent.
Right.
You know, in what context are they receiving it? You know, what is their state of mind? And you know, sometimes or most of the time, you know, the women are the ones that are leading the ship, you know, that are directing, and so we have to learn to take a step back sometimes and to let someone else lead the ship. So
I saw you putting a screen kind of push back.
It's doable. And I think the dads now, and even the dads before, my dad was very involved with me when I was little, watching me or just taking care of me as much as my mom. But obviously my mom did a little bit more, but he cooked, he cleaned, he would watch us sometimes too, whenever my mom would work and they would have to coordinate. And on my end, my boyfriend is very involved. He will take care of my daughter, give her her bath, pick her up, drop her at daycare. We'll spend the full day with her if I'm doing something. So it's very, it's really like a partnership.
Yeah, it's a teamwork
thing. And how it's being done. But, you know, you have to establish, you know, how to go about it and discuss the team. So it's teamwork.
Well, this is why people have, you know, the toolkit. You guys got, you know, over time, give them tips and tricks to kind of make it more of a symbiotic relationship, make it more of a teamwork kind of thing. Nina, how's it go on for you and your household in relationship with the father? How do you kind of deal with that?
How I look at it, I really agree with Veronica, but yeah. How I look at it is, if I'm dying tomorrow, I just want to make sure that my kid is, you know, well taken care of. So he knows everything. He changes diapers, take bath, make lunch. So that's how I see it. Every day I'm like, okay, if I wasn't there, what would you do? So
that's great advice, because some women, they want to do everything, and then the guy just feels kind of marginalized. But you guys are the modern woman. You guys are new age. I love it. You have me feeling like I don't have no kids yet. But after talking to you ladies today, I'm like, okay, I feel comfortable. If they're going to have some guys, I like that. I like that. Dior, what's going on your end? How do you view fathers in relation to mothers?
I mean, they have to be present. But like Veronica said, it's also the mom has to let the place to the dad for him to be present, because sometimes we tend to take like too much place, want to do everything, kind of like want to control stuff. So we have to learn to, you know, let go. And we had a great episode with Mardoché, and he said about, you know, sometimes the father is going to dress the kid and then the mother is going to take the kid and dress him another way. So we have to learn that, you know, he dressed her this way. That's fine. I mean, she has a pen, she has a top, she has a diaper. So we have to learn to let go.
Just
to say, in my case, like, I never complain about the fashion wear that my children choose for my daughter. Like, he's always making sure everything is matching, everything is, you know, well coordinated. He'll take his time. If anything, I'm the one that's like, listen, this is the pair of pants that we got. This is the t-shirt that we have. These are the two socks. Just put it on and we need to go. I'm always in a rush.
Bello with the tools. Well, listen, you ladies are fantastic. I love what you guys have going on. It's called the Melanin Mothers of Montreal Toolkit. Is the podcast. It's available on all streaming platforms. Ladies, let people know how they could connect with you. If there's mothers out there listening and they want to message you guys, they have some personal questions, how can they connect with you, lady?
They can connect through Instagram.
Yep.
There's the Instagram account, Melanie Mothers of Montreal, but also Facebook.
Yep.
We have the Facebook group.
Yep. Also have a website.
And yeah, there's the website.
And the email, contact@melaninmomsofmontreal.com.
Oh. And they can access our YouTube page.
Yes.
And subscribe to our podcast.
I did subscribe this morning, so it's a beautiful thing. I love the videos. You guys are vibrant. I love how you guys have the tabs on the side. But I know once Vera was in there, you have the manager, Dior. You have Nina with the good skin and the good heart. Everything. You ladies are great. I think Mothers in Montreal are in a good place if there's people like you guys creating these platforms, a safe place to share information and to get help.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really is. A lot of women feel safe to just share their stories. We had a mom over a few months ago who was feeling alone, isolated. She was a single mom, and she just needed to express and just, you know, write up a big message because she didn't know who else to vent to.
Yeah.
And we had there, you know, all the girls commented and gave her support. She had about 30 to like 40 support messages. And you can post as a anonymous member. Yeah. So if you have a question to the group, and Nina is a watchdog of all whatever happens in the group. So she'll make sure that there's no profanity. The language is very polite and, you know, professional, and we're all accepting of each one another, basically of one another in the group. And, you know, to make it a safe haven.
Yeah.
It is a safe haven for moms in all walks of life, and there's no judgment at all. We're all there to support each other, to boost each other up, and that's what it's about. And share, you know, contacts and clients and help someone else. And we do that. We do giveaways now. Every month now we're doing a contest, and we're giving away a prize from each one of our area of expertise. So Beach Beauty, there was a certificate or a gift that you had given at one point. I'm not sure what it was. Lip gloss? Was it the lip gloss?
Was the full face routine.
Full face routine. So that's even better than the lip gloss. And then Dior had a great organizer book, notebook that she gave away. And then I gave away an hour of my consulting services. And it's great because, you know, in another circumstance, maybe the individual would not have enough money to pay or purchase for the services. So it's a great way for them to still, you know, get help and just help building each other up.
Listen, man, it's a beautiful thing. Montreal, my city. Melanin Mothers of Montreal Toolkit is the podcast. Me and Margo, we're going to start our own Men Fathers podcast. I'm going to make a kid just to get that thing going. But great. I love it. I love it. Please come back on the show. Anytime you guys have a giveaway, Vero, send me a message. I'll advertise on the morning show. This is great. Please, ladies, come back on the show.
Well, thank you for having us.
Oh, no, I like to talk, so ain't nothing for me. I love it.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city. The last 2 hours have been amazing.
Money made a change.
Let's be safe money this weekend. This show has been brought to you by GotTheJob.ca. Your future is now.
Money made a change, but it never changed me. I can tell you that. Tell you that for free. Diamonds Tel Aviv. Go from Tel Aviv. And go to sleep. You gon' take a look. You gon' have a peek. Help my brothers out. Help them people breathe. Just so they can sneak, just so they can talk, just so they can hiss. Money on my wrist, take a look at this, when I bought a crib. Then I bought an X, now I wanna flex, now they wanna drift. I just took a leak, cash over, put
the money back. Cholini, yeah, the pack goes like Houdini, yeah. I was broke, yeah, to get where I'm worth easy, yeah. She knows the crazy,
freeze.
All of that ice is freezing,
freeze.
She knows the steam,
freeze.
Smoking that blood, no shish, yeah. Nothing nice,
nah.
Carousel house, no curves. My life,
yeah.
Looking for my purpose. Switching sides,
gone.
I never switch for the karma. Do the time,
yeah.
I never snitch on my blood. All this ain't cheap, but I ain't copping. Now this shit was free. They be calling fouls out in the field, there ain't no referee. We just pour 600 in the glass and toss it to the street. We come from the bomb, from the money in the street. I just just hit that thing up once. Now she into me. She said she had a mofo, but she with the G. I get on my weed flowing from Cali, from overseas. Don't step in the back until the cash hit got the door for me.
Controlini, yeah. I ain't giving her no freebies, yeah. This shit's easy, yeah. Left the country for a meeting, yeah. And I got a two-tone, no. And I'm really into timekeeping, yeah. And I'm preaching, yeah. Tell God how I'm feeling, yeah. Don't step in the bando with no money, cause this isn't free. Came from public housing, man, this come up, yeah, it isn't easy. Had to pay accountants, this shit wasn't cheap. Had money in my sock, I'm ducking from the D's. Ducking from the Jakes, done it with my G's, done it for the babes. Made it from the dirt, you can't apprehend, you cannot relate. Staying up too late, sacrifice the fame just to catch a break. Give my feet a break, he's a kitty cat, he just was a hit. Money made a change, but it never changed me. I can tell you that for free. Diamonds Tel Aviv, go from Tel Aviv, and go to sleep. You can't take a look, you can't have a peek. Help my brothers out, help them people breathe. Just so they can sleep, just so they can talk, just so they can hiss. Money on my wrist, take a look at this, when I bought a crib. Then I bought an X, now I wanna flex, now they wanna drift. I just took a leak, cash over, money married me.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
In your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided, and traveling to yellow zones is forbidden. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the other measures in place. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
As part of the 37th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, CKUT 90.3 is proud to collaborate with CHYZ 94.3 for the presentation of Temayuge and This Quiet Army with Away, double bill concert on Saturday, May 22nd. At 7:30 p.m. For a safe event of live living arts, let's meet in Victo next May. For all the details on the 37th edition of Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, visit fimav.qc.ca.
From 88 megahertz up to 108. You've got this frequency. We're going to call you CKUT. You've got this frequency, 90.3. That frequency is what you're picking up when you tune that radio.
Very impressive.
You can sit on the road and
go talk to
pick up CKUT, clear as a bell.
Fascinating. Your analysis seems logical.
CKUT.